Well, Tom, busy summer for you. A week away from development rookie camp. You've already been to development camp. This summer for you compared to last year, how much different is it now that you're settled in, the draft is out of the way, and you know you're Washington Capitals?
Yeah, last summer was pretty hectic. I mean, the draft was a whirlwind, and then getting signed right after that, it was a fun summer. And the past couple of years, there's been lots of events. I mean, Hockey Canada stuff. So the summer's been pretty busy, but I definitely enjoyed my summer this year.
How did you enjoy the Hockey Canada stuff with Lake Placid? It's a new event for them, but for you to get out there, and I know you were one of the final cuts last year at the junior camp, and to get that experience.
Yeah, last summer we went to Russia, and that was a great experience and a long haul. And then this year they just decided to go to Lake Placid, and that was a lot of fun, and got to see the European teams a little bit and what they were bringing to the table. So that was a good week over there.
Development camp, and then you get 3 games in the playoffs last year. What was that experience like going forward for a pro? As much as you get a long run with Plymouth, but then to get those 3 games in, just a taste of playoff hockey is your first NHL experience.
It was incredible. I mean, going into that rink and that playoff atmosphere was unbelievable with those fans, and it was just it was a really special night for myself, and my dad and my brother were there, which was awesome. And I got a taste of it, like you said, and now I'm just trying to my next goal is to make a more permanent stay.
A few departures this year from Washington. For you, how realistic is the opportunity that you could be an everyday NHL player with them this year?
I think that's an important goal for me to have, have a mindset towards, and I just want to be there every day as long as I can. And they just signed Grabowski, which is a nice signing, and they're going to have a good team, so it's going to be a tough lineup to crack, but I'm ready to go in and work hard and try and earn a spot.
You mentioned the experience, your first game with your dad and your brother there. Pretty cool story with your dad when he was there with the jersey. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that afterwards, but I came down into the family room and my dad was wearing a Capitals jersey with my name on it, and he told me that a fan had come up and just given it to him and said, enjoy the night. And obviously, I guess they knew, because my older brother was wearing a Plymouth jersey, so they just approached him and said, here, this is a gift for you, enjoy the night. And I mean, it just shows how loyal the Caps fans are and how enthusiastic they are about the hockey over there.